An appeal to our churches in behalf of home missionary work. Ministering to others. Souls are perishing out of Christ, and those who profess to be the disciples of Christ are letting them die. Our brethren have talents entrusted for this very work, but they have bound them up in a napkin and buried them in the earth. What manner of entreaty can be brought to bear upon the idlers and marketplaces that will arouse them to go and work in the Master's vineyard? What can we say to the slothful church members to make him realize the necessity of unearthing his talent and putting it out to the exchangers? Oh, that God would set this matter in all its importance before the sleeping churches! Oh, that Zion would arouse and put on her beautiful garments! Oh, that she would shine! This work of enlightening others is not the work of the minister only, but it is the work of all who profess the truth of God. God has given to every man his work in making Christ known to the world. We must teach the members of the church how they may effectually minister to others. There are many who are ordained ministers who have never yet exercised a shepherd's care over the flock of God, who have never yet watched for souls as they that must give an account. Were the kind of labor of which it stands in need bestowed upon the church, many who are doing nothing would be educated to become diligent laborers in the harvest field. An education should be given to the people of God that would result in furnishing hundreds who would put out to the exchangers valuable talents, whose use would develop men for positions of trust and influence, and great good would be accomplished for the Master.